Well, hello there and welcome. It's Friday, EWTN Radio and Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, we're so glad that you're with us here. As Debbie says, don't get started with your weekend yet. We've got a conversation today that I think you are going to want to weigh in on. Debbie, it's something that should excite all of us, actually, learning something new about our faith along the way, right?
Oh, I'm so I am excited about this topic because we're talking just exactly about that. What John Paul II said, that life with Christ is a wonderful adventure. Life with Christ is a wonderful adventure. Now, when you're on an adventure, that just brings up a lot of excitement. So do you get excited learning something new about your faith? Do you just get, you feel like you're a private investigator, you know, you're diving into something and you're like, wow, this is so cool. And you're connecting all the dots and you go back to the apostles, you go back to when Jesus walked the earth and you were just, and you're going and you're digging up everything and you're learning and growing, or you go into Genesis and you explore the Old Testament and you're like, I didn't know that happened like that. That is so cool. Do you get extremely excited and focused, laser focused about learning something new about your faith? Would you call in and share with us? Can you tell we do? Because we do. 833-288-3986.
Yeah, call in and share about any moment in your life, perhaps even recently, when that little light bulb went on and you all of a sudden you understood prayer better, or the sacraments,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Or the saints, the Eucharist, the Trinity. What is something that has excited you about our faith when you kind of made a deeper discovery about it? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And based on your response to the show today, it's going to show us how excited you are, as Debbie said, to keep learning about the faith. Life is an adventure, as Pope St. John Paul II said. So what have you learned about the faith that you would like to share with us on the program?
I so agree with that, you know, that life with Christ is a wonderful adventure. It's exciting because you learn our faith is so vast, and it takes a lifetime and beyond to really dive deep and learn so much, and to get excited and just uncover all the mysteries and the puzzle pieces and all the whole 2000 years plus. I mean, it's incredible. I remember, Jerry, during the pandemic, my sister and I, you know, when you had all that time on your hands, you know, when you were just, figuring out what to do to, you know, pass the night and the day, and, you know, just seemed like it was never ending with the pandemic. My sister was diving deep into scripture. I'll never forget this. And she would call me up like at 10 o'clock at night, and we would be on the phone from 10 to 2 in the morning. Mm. Taking out scripture and companion resources and all sorts of things and going to books. And we were like on this investigation, on this quest to really find the answers and to make sense of it all. It was so exciting. And that's the best way I can describe it. Time just passed and we learned and we grew. Do you get that like that? Like if you learn something new about the faith and you want to go deeper and deeper, I mean, I do. You can hear it in my voice. I really do. Like if you were to present a topic today and Jerry and I didn't know a lot about it, we would, after the show, dive deep. We would start trading texts back and forth and saying, you know, hey, did you learn this? Go here. Check out the Tim Staples. Check out, you know, this person, that person. I mean, it's incredible. So would you share with us, do you get that excited? Now, maybe you're listening to us and you're going, they're like overly excited. I don't get excited at all. We cover this from all angles. So call in and say, you know, I don't feel that excitement. Could you help me? 833-288-3986.
Well, we hear all the time that people who listen to EWTN hear things that deepen their faith and their understanding of a particular area of our faith. It could have been something you heard on Open Line or Call to Communion, maybe this show, maybe Catholic Answers Live. So it may be something you learned more about on Catholic Radio. Maybe you're involved in doing apologetics. Maybe, Catholic.com is your go-to website.
Yeah.
And you learn by sharing the faith with other people. That's very important. What about your kids? Maybe you have kids in religious education and they come home with you with things they have to study and learn and prayers to memorize and things. And that's when you say, hey, you know what? I'm learning right along with my kids. A lot of parents do that. Maybe you're a convert to the Catholic faith. Maybe you're not a Catholic, but looking into the Catholic faith. maybe you're not a Catholic and not looking into the Catholic faith. Any and all are welcome here. Don't have to be Catholic to call in, as Debbie always says. 833-288-3986.
Okay, you guys are sending in comments. That's wonderful, but we want to hear your voice. Don't get started with your weekend yet. I know Jerry says that I say that, but I love just actually saying it because it's so true. It's Friday, okay? And we all start to think about what's going to happen on Saturday and Sunday, especially if you work during the weekdays and then you're planning the weekend. I get it. You know what? That's why I'm always a little bit quirky on Fridays. I'll admit. I love Fridays because I look forward to the weekend. So here is the number. Call in. There you go. That's the way to do it, you guys. 833-288-3986. I have to tell you, I get super revved up about going into the faith. I find it to be just like, just it's so mysterious at times, you know, and I just love it. I love putting all the pieces together and just saying, God, you have such an incredible plan for us.
Well, the beautiful thing about the faith is you can learn it at any level that's comfortable for you. I remember in college having Dr. Scott Hahn as a professor, and I think it was him who said, you know, the faith can be like, you know, a wading pool for a child to go in, or a giant ocean for those who want to even go deeper. So maybe that explains or describes your own particular journey, Take Two Family. 833-288-3986. You can also join us by email, take2@ewtn.com. The show website is take2 with the numeral 2, take2show.com. And of course, you can text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for a response and then put in your first name and your brief comment. Message and data rates may apply. And as always, if you're watching the video on Facebook or YouTube, hi, you guys.
Hi, guys. I understand. I just got a message. We've got a lot of people on social media watching today.
That's great.
That is so cool. And it's Friday. We love you guys. Thank you so much. You have just been so kind to us. And you know, maybe this is the perfect time. So we're ending the anniversary week or anniversary, you know, really time that we're talking about the 9 years of Take Two. Thanks for all the wonderful comments. Thank you to the clergy that blessed the show. And thanks the show. And the affiliates that weighed in and said thank you so much for the show. It is a unique platform for us to come together and learn and grow. So call in 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will be right back.
It is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Heading into the weekend, last chance to be live on the program until next week, 833-288-3986. Do you get excited when you learn something new about your faith? Please do join us on one of those many ways that you can contribute to the show that we just laid out for you, email, social media, website, 833-288-3986. I want to tell you quickly before we get to the calls, there's a beautiful product that's in the EWTN religious catalog right now that sounds absolutely intriguing to me. It's St. Joseph, Guardian of Sons. It's a framed print, and it's in the EWTN religious catalog offering this reproduction. It originally was painted by a famous 19th century Swiss artist, and it depicts the love of St. Joseph and his role as guardian and foster father of Christ, Jesus Christ, the God-man. Jesus is seated on St. Joseph's lap as if upon a throne with a stalk of lilies as his scepter. And while young John the Baptist, holding a cross with the Agnes Dei proclamation, kneels at their feet. This unique fine art print is framed with a decorative gold wood frame with a sawtooth hook ready to hang 14.25 by 18.5 inches high, available at EWTNRC.com. So if you have sons or grandsons, get St. Joseph praying for them and cradling them on his lap. It's EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping for online orders, $75 or more, in the continental United States. The code to use is free when you check out to get that free shipping of orders of $75 or more. Okay.
I love that word, free. That's a great word. Okay, Jamie in Texas, call back because you were going to be first. So please call back if you got disconnected somehow at 833-288-3986. 3986. There is room for you if you'd like to weigh in on this discussion. Do you get excited learning something new about the faith, about your faith? So please call in now. Don't wait. 833-288-3986. And in answer to our Take Two family question, we just got a message directly to me asking if I really am that excited about learning about the faith. The answer is yes. Always have been very curious. Jerry knows that. He's been working with me for 15 years. I'm very curious about the faith. Always have been. I love uncovering and discovering things about the faith. So yes, I am that excited about it. But let's hear what Jeff has to say in Lancaster, Pennsylvania on Sirius XM 130. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi, happy Friday, everybody. I got to tell you, I am absolutely excited like you guys to learn more about the faith. Deep calls to deep. It's never ending. Recently, one of the priests after a confession of mine said, Jeff, you should use your imagination more. Like, be there in the boat with Peter when he was scared to death. And I got to tell you, if you want to experience some of those wonderful truths, and that's what they are, they're truths, be there in your imagination, and I'll tell you, you'll find it become richer and deeper than just stories. Because remember, Thomas and even the other disciples, you know, after the crucifixion, they hid, they lost faith. If we're honest, sometimes we doubt. So help my unbelief. I believe, help my unbelief. But faith is. It's a certainty, but it's a certainty that relies on a hope beyond us. But the story is real, and the testimonies are real. The Bible is just as historical as it is salvific. Mm-hmm. And when you learn about Pilate and Caiaphas and Herod and the Sadducees and all the plotting and the scheming and the traps, I mean, how you could not be excited about what our brother Christ did for us. I just want to tell you guys, I'm excited. I'm glad you're excited. I hope everybody's faith gets lit on fire.
Wow. Way to go, Jeff. You are the epitome of today's topic. Thank you for calling in. And you are so right. We read, we kind of skim over these Bible accounts of miracles and other things, and we don't really, we kind of go, oh, ho-hum, you know, Jesus called to the wind and the sea to calm down, and it did, okay, whatever. But, you know, imagine being one of, you know, the disciples in the boat there. They're probably looking at each other, you know, like, whoa, this guy can really make miracles happen. And you mentioned historical figures. You know, that's an important reason why they're not only in Scripture, but like in the Creed, for example, was crucified under Pontius Pilate, to situate these things in a real, like you said, Jeff, historical time and place. And I think we really would all do better to do what you're talking about, Jeff, and that is to really place ourselves via our imaginations in the situation, the settings that are taking place as we're reading them.
Yep, it's a good exercise. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, before you go, real quickly, Jerry, going on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, didn't going there bring the gospel readings alive for you?
Yeah. Steve Ray calls the Holy Land the fifth gospel.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, me and my wife are saving our pennies. We're going there. We've gone to Rome, and we've gone to pilgrimages in Ireland, and I got to tell you, pilgrimages will change your life. I mean, it's a lot of work. It ain't a vacation. It's marching to the next holy site. But with skilled people there guiding you and giving you the richness again, it'll change your life. And that's what the gospel is made to do. I thank you guys again. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank
Jeff.
You. Bless thank you. You, Jeff. Yes. That was
All
a
right,
great
Take
call.
Two family. Top that, huh?
Yeah. So do you get excited learning something new about your faith? You know, really, you should. Okay. You really should get excited, because it's just so wonderful. And it's just, it's amazing when you expand in your faith, you just naturally feel closer to God, right, Jerry? I mean, it's just an incredible, I mean, we're on a journey. We're pilgrims on a journey. So very important for us to realize that and not just stay kind of stuck and say, okay, I've got enough knowledge about God. I've got enough knowledge about the faith. I'm good here. Because if you just stay in that position, Jerry, you're actually traveling backwards. You're falling backwards, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And there's, I kind of beat my drum on this scripture passage, 1 Timothy 2:4, but I'll say it again. It really sometimes makes you scratch your head because, you know, Paul writes, you know, Jesus wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
That's right.
All right. You would be tempted to say, well, wait, you know, isn't being saved enough? If I'm saved and I don't know anything about the faith, isn't that still I'm saved? Well, yes, you are. But Paul adds that clause in the sentence, you know, God wants us to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So, yeah, growing in our faith, learning, expanding what we know about the faith should excite all of us. So what about you, Take Two family, on this Friday?
And, you know, I just want to say this. You know, I know that The Chosen, the different episodes of The Chosen are online right now. And the I think a lot of the feedback that's coming from people that really are moved by the series The Chosen is exactly that. It gets them really fired up about the faith and excited to learn more and to kind of put themselves in those scenes of when Jesus did his ministry work. And I think that's a really good fruit of it. What do you say to that, Jerry?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, everybody here at the Basilica of St. Paul in Daytona Beach talking about the new season that's come out. And very exciting. I have to say, you know, I don't get to watch it as much as I would like. I need to make more time to do that because the following that it has is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's really interesting. Okay, so let's go to Lori. And Lori is in Harvard, Massachusetts, listening on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Lori. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Sure. What would you like to share? So,
okay. Well, the way that I have felt my faith a little deeper this past maybe year and a half is especially when I'm at Mass, and it's time for the consecration. I try to draw myself into the moment, and I think of Christ at the Last Supper and try to picture what that room might have looked like and who was there and where were they sitting. And then I see Jesus coming on the donkey, and where did you park the donkey? And my God, how would you like to travel with a donkey? And you think, oh my God, it's terrible. You know, and so I try to put myself in the moment so that when the consecration is happening, I try to visualize what actually is happening and angels filling the room. And I think, oh, I'm so lucky to be sitting here with all those angels up above, you know. So seeing some sort of mental image for what my praying is about, especially with the rosary, has helped me deepen. And at Mass for the Eucharist, it has definitely made a difference in my life with prayer.
Well, I have to jump in, Jerry, if I may, because what Lori said, I think, from a religious education standpoint, is spot on and is key. Lori, in my opinion, my humble opinion, that is so pleasing to God what you do, because you're not just going through the motions. You are trying to put yourself, you know, and try to visualize the setting and what's happening and what's going on, the added details to the story, which I believe is very pleasing to God because it shows you care. Okay. And when we say, well, you meditate on the mysteries of the rosary, you meditate, when you meditate, you're putting your time, attention, your effort, you're putting all of that kind of focus, not just on these, you know, spouting out these words of a prayer. You're actually putting yourself and devoting that kind of time, mental time to the prayer itself and the whole entire scene of that particular mystery. Lori, I believe you're spot on. If we would do more of that, I think we would expand the way we understand God better. And I just think that is golden, what you just said. What do you say, Jer?
Well, I agree. I loved everything you said, Lori. A couple things struck me in particular. One, It made me. Your comments made me think about one of the Jesus movies. I think it was Jesus of Nazareth. I'm not sure. There have been many movies made about our Lord, and then scenes from the Last Supper. But there's one where I think he says, "This is my body," and he hands it, I think, to Saint Peter, and Peter just has this, you know, unbelievable look on his face, like, "Wow," incredulity, like, "What? What did he just hand me?" Mm-hmm. And so the depictions of those can really help us elevate our imaginations, Lori, like you're talking about. And then something else that I've really learned and started doing, in large part due to Debbie's love and study of the angels, is now when I'm at Mass during the consecration, I'm talking to the angels. I'm saying, "Angels, minister to me, minister to the priest, minister to all of us who are in this parish," because we know the sanctuary and the church are just, you know, filled with angels. Anyway, Lori, we're talking a lot, but we'd love to hear more about what you think.
That sounds terrific. Yes, I believe exactly like you do. And I think that once you start doing it, it's easier and easier to get yourself into the movie, so to speak, you know?
Right.
You can see yourself kneeling at the altar during the consecration as opposed to being in the back of the church. You know, it feels different. Everything feels different. I don't know. It's just easier to stay focused on what is actually happening when you feel more a part of the action.
Yeah.
So by moving yourself forward like that and kneeling at the altar and seeing St. Peter, you know, next to you, getting the host and stuff, it's a beautiful thing. And I've wondered, too, if, like, children, you know, they're trying to learn the faith, but if they saw things in their imagination, they're far better at imagining things than we are. Mm-hmm. If they saw somebody sitting at a table and understanding that this is being passed to them like your dinner when you're with the Easter time, say, you know, maybe it would enrich children at a younger age, not to wait till they're 80 like me, you know, they started earlier having an experience where they could, you know, think what Jesus might have on, what he's riding that donkey, and where is he going, and how long is that trip going to be on that donkey, you know? So I just have felt it's richened, if there's such a word. My feeling when I'm especially taking, getting prepared for communion, and also when I'm saying the rosary.
Lori, you are a wonderful contributor to the program. I have to ask, have you taught religious education or in some capacity? Because you, if not, you have you know, either way, you've taken your faith very, very seriously and really tried to learn it on a deep level. Have you ever been involved in teaching the faith?
I have, but it was back when they were saying God loves everybody and you really couldn't give any of the structure of the faith. It was more like I was told what to teach.
Oh, okay.
This is the way that you say it. This is that they're children, they don't understand, and blah, blah, blah. But if I went in now to a group that, and I had 15 minutes with them and I had my rosary, I think I could get children to think about, gee, what do you think Mary's got on today? And there she's sitting. Who's sitting next to her? You know, and do a little, not play acting, but you get this picture better in your head if you talk about it out loud, I think, is part of it too, you know? But
well, Lori,
I'm not teaching today.
Yeah, what? Lori, you're touching upon another area that I think has been lost in our youth. We know with all the screen time, with everything being at our fingertips, where you don't have to use your imagination. You know, when we were kids, we had to use our imagination. We would you know, daydream and beautiful stuff that we would think about because we didn't have, you know, we weren't entertained by all these gadgets. So I think by doing that, you're exploring a certain area that is so unique in this day and age because the kids aren't used to it. So I if any catechists are listening to Lori right now, please, you know, I know you're on summer break, but this fall and winter, you're going back into the classroom. Think about that. Give the kids time to really put themselves in the biblical scenes. I agree, Lori. Spot on. Jerry.
Thank you, Lori. Have a wonderful weekend. Carl is in beautiful, I'm not sure if it's San Diego or South Dakota. I think it's South Dakota. We're going to get to Carl in a minute. We have a line open. What do you get excited about learning your faith? Please join us and let us know.
Do you get excited learning something new about your faith? Faith is it's a gift, and it's really precious, and you should get excited. That's what it's all about, because you're trying to get home to God, right? So let's talk about it. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Maybe you're kind of feeling flat and you're not really getting excited. We'd love to help you, because that's what the Take Two family is all about. We support one another. We help one another, encourage. So please call in. Don't wait any longer. You're going to miss this wonderful episode. 833-288-3986. And we just jumped a bit on YouTube, so we got more viewers there. Hi, you guys. Doing great. Get the chats going. And Jerry, you weren't that close to San Diego. It was actually South Dakota.
I know, I have San Diego on my mind. So Carl, my apologies. In South Dakota, listening to Real Presence Radio, we're going to go to Carl now here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on this conversation about getting excited about learning something about the faith. Hi, Carl. Thanks for waiting through the break. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet.
Something that really excites me. Oh, by the way, I'm from South Dakota.
Yes,
the only place in the nation cool right now.
Yeah, but, right.
What's something that really excites me about the faith is there's some really cool traditions that Catholics have been practicing for a long time. Like, I was just looking this morning about the Nativity of St. John the Baptist coming up next week. They would have bonfires on all the tall hills in Europe, and even sailors out at sea would light fires and put them on the ends of the mast so they could see them. And then, like, Saints Peter and Paul, they would have a fireworks display in Rome. And there's just a lot of cool celebrations that we have across the liturgical calendar.
What's the significance of the fire, the bonfires, and the fireworks regarding St. John the Baptist, Carl?
From what I was reading, they were saying that it was kind of a twofold thing. The main deal was that it was kind of St. John the Baptist was announcing the light of Christ into the world, but it was also replacing a bit of a pagan festivals where it would typically fall on summer solstice. So they, just like Christmas, they kind of adapted to some pagan celebrations to be more Christian.
Interesting. Interesting. Beautiful. Wow. Yeah. Go ahead, Deb.
Go ahead.
No.
I have a question. Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought you had a question too, Carl. I have a question for you. So you like learning about the devotions and the various the history of things. Do you get into any the lives of the saints?
I do a little bit. Yes. Very, very fascinated by them. Great examples for us to try and follow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you look at what they dealt with and what they, you know, how they persevered and how they stayed focused in such an amazing way, I think sometimes we miss that with the saints, that they had real lives. You know, we just hear about certain aspects of their life and that is supposed to somehow inspire us. But when we get into the details of their lives, especially their early, when their childhood and growing up and maybe some illness that they suffered or something they dealt with or a loss, like John Paul II, the loss of his mother, things like that. I mean, it really changes and we can relate to them in a deeper way. I think the lives of the saints, we don't go into it enough. This is just my personal opinion. What do you think, Carl and Jerry? We kind of gloss over it. We kind of give like a list of everything they've done. It's like a biography, a short biography, and then we move on. But if we got into really the heart of their life and the twists and turns, ups and downs, everything they went through, it is fascinating. That's the perfect word, Carl. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I'd especially say that it can be kind of reassuring to see the struggles that some of the saints went through. You can read about saints who had moments of great doubt, who had completely fallen away from the faith and ended up becoming canonized saints in the church. They're good examples that you, no matter your station of life or
Yeah, well, as they say, you know, there's someone for everyone. You know, there's a saint for everyone. And take today's saint, Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. Actually, the name Gonzaga is known for more than just great men's and women's basketball teams. It's known for the saint whose feast day is today, who died before he was 23 years old because he got sick ministering to people in the plague.
That's right.
And, you know, when we see these stories and all of the other accounts of the saints, Debbie and Carl, these really should excite us. You know, that's why the church encourages us to look at the lives of the saints and how they lived their lives, and especially how they gave themselves completely for God and for his people. Mm-hmm. And that should really excite us, Carl. I'm glad it does for you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good deal.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Your contribution meant a lot today, Carl. You know, there are people listening right now just kind of tripped onto the station, tuned in. We hear it all the time. Jerry and I hear it all the time, pretty much every day. And they'll say, you know, I just happened to just get in the car and I turned on your station. And I heard Carl speaking from South Dakota, and that you are the teachers here. You are the catechists. And so thank you so very, very much, Carl.
All right, 833-288-3986. Do you get excited when you learn something new about the faith? Let us know. It could be about the prayer, sacraments, saints, purgatory. Maybe you're a convert or a non-Catholic, and you learned something new about the faith you'd like to share. Maybe it's something you picked up on Catholic radio that you knew maybe a little bit, but it deepened your knowledge of that. 833-288-3986. Let's go to Margaret.
Okay. I was just going to say, let's go to Margaret.
Yeah. First time caller in Indiana listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Margaret. Hello, Margaret. Do we have you there? Margaret in Indiana. First time caller.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. How are you today, Margaret?
I've already been answered once.
Okay. What would you like to share? You're now live on the air. You talked to our call screener. Now you're live talking to the world. So go for it.
Okay. Well, I'm Margaret from Lanesville, Indiana, and I am so excited about the Holy Eucharist. I've been a Catholic all my life, and I've known that it was the true presence, but it's never really been emphasized in my life like it is now, and I'm just so excited about that. And I have a priest. I go to St. Mary's Church in Lanesville, and I have a priest that really emphasizes that. He's a young guy, and he's very, very faithful to the church. And I just don't know what in the world I've done to be so blessed to have such a wonderful faith, and how people cannot realize what they're missing by not being a Catholic. It's just the greatest gift God could ever give.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, well, it's the greatest gift God can give, because it is God. He's giving us himself.
It is God.
Yeah, in his body and blood, soul and divinity. Wow, you're in Indiana, Margaret. Your state is going to be flooded with people from probably all over the world. I'm going to be one of them, Margaret. I'm coming to the Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis in July. I'm really looking forward to that.
I think that would be wonderful. I really, really wanted to go, but I'm 81 years old, and I've been to charismatic conferences and things, and I know how they wear you out,
yeah.
And I just don't think I've got enough strength and energy to do it. But I'm so excited that we have been blessed to have that conference in our state.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Well, Margaret, I make you this promise. I'm going to take you in my heart, you know, spiritually, to the Congress, along with all of the Take-Two family, those who are listening. I'm doing that for the people at my parish here, the Basilica of St. Paul in Daytona Beach. And, Debbie, that includes you and Marty. I'll take you guys and your intentions to the Eucharistic Congress.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. And the Take-Two family,
thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you so much. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's easy enough to do.
Yeah. Margaret, I love your spirit. You have just a beautiful, joyful spirit. Keep that, okay?
I will do my best.
God bless you, Margaret.
As long as I stay close to the church, I'm sure it's going to stay there.
You got the rights. That's the key right there.
I would really like to give Father Kyle a plug. He is such a spirit-filled person, and I could sit and listen to his homilies all day.
Okay. Well, tell him tell him we're grateful for him being a priest, and we'll keep him in our prayers, okay?
Okay. Thank you ever so much, and you're doing a great work.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Margaret. Call us again.
You remember how we took people's prayer intentions to the Holy Land, right?
Yeah, you'll take the take too.
Yeah, but you remember how we did it? We asked people to email us, mm-hmm. and then we had our laptops, and we touched our laptops to the holy sites, remember?
But we actually put them at the foot of the altar, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But instead of printing them all out, we had probably hundreds of prayer intentions emailed to us. So printing them all out and carrying them around would have been, we could have done it, but it would have just added a little bit more weight to the things we were packing around in the Holy Land. So Debbie and I had all the emails on our computers, so we just set our computers at the holy sites. And so all of you were prayed for. And well, I'm going to be doing that for all of you at the Eucharistic Congress, too. Thank you, Margaret. Have a blessed weekend.
Beautiful. And do you get excited about learning something new about your faith? We'd love to hear from you. You still have time to call in. Again, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Don't get started with your weekend yet. And for Nick, you have 20 minutes. 20 minutes. You gotta hang in there with us and be tuned in and call in, because Matt wants to receive all those calls. So the number to dial if you get excited about your faith. And if you don't, share that as well. 833-288-3986.
All right, we're going to go to Lafayette, Louisiana. Angel is listening on Christ Our King Radio today. Hi, Angel. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, between probably 3 hours east of Houston and 3 hours west of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And over here, we all celebrate Mardi Gras a lot, and so as a Catholic, as y'all may know, we party, we get it out of our system. That way, whenever Lent comes around, we're in the proper mind, we're in the proper, our heart's in the right place.
Sure.
And a lot of the schools over here, we get off a week for Mardi Gras, and, we do parades and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And most of the places around here have Lenten menus. Even the public schools won't serve meat days for Lent. And I think it's just a testament to how strong our Catholicism is here in South Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And, I love that part about being Catholic. We party hard and we pray hard.
You sure
party
do.
Hard and pray hard. I love that.
Well, you notice you see this on a smaller scale pretty much anywhere in the country where the fast food restaurants come out with their fish sandwiches, during Lent. Mm-hmm. So you're right, Angel. I can understand and appreciate. I'm so happy to hear. I wish I lived where you live because of that and many other reasons. But it just shows, Debbie and Angel, I think the influence that the church, at least in the backs of people's minds, still has. There's still this Catholic ethos or culture, in our country, especially around, Lenten time. I really appreciate that.
And I have to tell you, Angel, I have a lot of friends in Louisiana, and I love the way it is. Set up, because don't you call your areas, your cities, the parishes? It all has Catholic roots, correct?
Yes. We have a strong Spanish and French influences, and instead of having counties, we have parishes.
Right.
So we have Catholic parishes, for our churches, of course, and then we don't have counties here. We're the only state in the U.S. that doesn't have counties, and mm-hmm. we're very proud of that.
Wow. Wow, that is so beautiful. Yeah. I love your name. Do you love, being named after the angels?
Yeah, so, Angel is French, and then Angela is Spanish, and then Angel is English.
Right.
And, I was named after my mom's best friend. Mm-hmm. She got killed in a car wreck in high school. And when I was little, I wanted to be Ashley or Jessica or Brittany like all the other kids. But now I like it because I'm usually the only one. And actually, Angel is a popular last name in South Louisiana. So some people joke around and they say, oh, you have a last name for a first name. But if I go out of town, no one can say my name. And my daughter's name is Jeanette. She's a third generation in my family to be Jeanette.
Oh, wow.
And, other people in the country say Jeanette. But we don't say that. It's Jeanette.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation. You are just a delight. Thank you. Call us anytime, okay?
Y'all have a great day.
You
Thank
too,
you.
Andrea.
Now have a great weekend. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the congratulations? We got an anniversary.
Yeah, I can need to pull that up here.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. This is tomorrow. I love when we can celebrate the anniversary, the ordination. I thought I would give it to you since you're in priestly formation.
Yeah, tomorrow is the ordination anniversary of our own Father Pascal Mary, who was ordained in 2013. So we wish him congratulations and many of God's blessings.
I love that. That must really just warm your heart. You know, you had the ministry Vocation Boom for 10 years, mm-hmm. constantly promoting priestly formation. I love that.
Well, praise God, you know. We learned about one man who listened to the show and went to the seminary and got ordained. So
yep.
God let us know that there was at least, some fruit there from our efforts. So praise God.
Oh, there was plenty of fruit there. I used to hear it all the time. You let me guest host a few times on the Vocation Boom, and I learned so much. It was incredible. Okay, let's go to Joseph in Connecticut, listening on the EWTN app. Hey, Joseph, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right, how are you? Thank you.
Yes, first time calling, listening to you guys regularly. I was just calling. I had a couple months ago, I was trying to read and digest the book of Exodus. And the last part, they get into real details about the building of the, all the laws and the sacrifices and how much went into the building of the temple, and I was having a hard time understanding it. And then during adoration, I looked at, we had a mural of the Blessed Mother holding her son, who was crucified with the wound, and the light started to kind of go on about. In our church, you have the veil is behind the cross with Jesus on it. And it really, because in the book of Exodus, they're talking about that only the holiest of holies could go behind the veil, if I get that right. And then, here we are, Christ, his sacrifice right out there for us. And it's... And then a couple weeks later, I lecture at my church, and I was reading the Corpus Christi Sunday, and the readings just really connected to me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So,
Joseph.
I just looked at that Christ on the cross, mm-hmm. and he's there for all of us mm-hmm. out in the open, whereas, if you go into that Old Testament, it was only a few that could actually go behind the veil. So yeah. It just really was a powerful connection for me.
Wow. So. Joseph, we were talking about the priests and the priesthood and the clergy. And, because of their formation, they're in that mindset of being trained in that area. But I just want to make sure you're a lay person. You're not a deacon, right?
No.
Okay.
No, there is a that's something. I guess I heard the Mother Angelica say once about something about she didn't want when she met God, she didn't want to say to him, well, that she didn't answer the call. So that's something I've always been kind of
praying about,
wrestling with.
Let me tell you why I say that, Joseph, because I've been in religious education for many years, and I used to see this all the time, and I think Jerry will confirm this for me. When a lay person, when a male dives into scripture and uncovers and unpacks and goes deeply into the history of our complete, Old Testament, New Testament, our Judeo our Jewish roots, it prompts a ministry attitude. It prompts men to step up and do something, to go out there, and to women. This is just a general kind of assessment. Women generally will be able to communicate. They communicate well with the faith and stories and things like that of our beliefs. But when men dive deeply, like you just did in the book of Exodus, it will prompt a ministry spirit. So I would pray about that. Get a good spiritual director, because you're onto something there, Joseph. There's a reason. I've seen this so many times. And Jerry, we just got done talking about vocation boom. Did you used to see that? When men would dive deeply, all of a sudden they wanted to get into ministry.
That's right. Yeah. And Joseph, you sort of made a comment there that, you know, you think about, I'm not sure where you're going with that, and maybe I'm wrong, but were you thinking like maybe, you know, you thought maybe you should have look more at a vocation at some point, or maybe it's passed you by. I'm prying into your personal life, so tell me to stay out of it if you want to. But I can't help but, you know, wonder, you know, what exactly is on your heart there.
Well, there's things. I mean, it's just you know, there's sometimes things that have entered into my life where it's been in my mind, mm-hmm. and. You know, and then sometimes it gets to it's almost like you're in two different worlds. Then you get back into your routine, and then then something happens, and you're like, oh, you make a connection or something.
Mm-hmm.
I really not somebody that really read the scripture, and I had started in a Saturday Fans group. Our church, and one of the guys in the group was saying that he was joking. He said, you know, if you want to hide money as a Catholic, put it in your Bible. So I kind of took that as a, you know, I let me look at it a little bit. You know, I was getting a little frustrated trying to understand why they were going into such detail on this temple building,
mm-hmm.
in Exodus, and it was a little frustrating, and I just kind of, fortunately, I was in adoration, and I was able to kind of pray on that. And then, like I said, the mural of the Blessed Mother holding her son with the wounds, just, it started to really connect.
Yeah, had an impact on you, yeah.
Yeah, but, and then you look at when you go into Mass and you see the crucified Christ on the cross in front of the veil, for all of us to see, it's an experience. Mm-hmm. It's,
yeah.
You know, there's no talk of having cow's blood or anything like that. Just,
well, Joseph, just as a suggestion, maybe in your prayers, ask God to continue to present ministry opportunities for you, because you just shared,
yes.
you know, a beautiful aspect right here on a worldwide platform, which is wonderful. But God, yes. God wants more, because you're onto yeah. something there.
Well, I've lectured for many years.
Good.
And I've always it's interesting how sometimes the reading, I've found that whatever's going on in the world or even in your own personal life, sometimes they really, it's almost like it's talking to you, type of thing.
Wow, Joseph, this has been an amazing broadcast. Every call has been very impactful, but you looking at the clock, you'll be the last one that we're going to be able to get to of the calls. You know, if you are ever so inclined, Joseph, I'd love to hear from you. I am back in priestly formation, as you may know, after 28 years out of the seminary. And I've got an email, seminaryjerry@gmail.com. If you ever wanted to share a little bit more about, you know, what God has put on your heart or doing in your life or ministry things that you're doing, just put that out there for you as an invitation, no pressure whatsoever. But again, it's seminaryjerry@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Joseph. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Joseph.
You know, so many reasons to love his call. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could hear there's so much to that beautiful call. You just shared about an email address. I want to just share with our listeners, because you sent our Take Two family sent in a bunch of prayer requests going into the weekend. You can always go to our virtual prayer wall. It's at take2show.com. Okay, we pick up all of those prayer intentions there as well. So please don't feel like you're being left out. There's always ways to get to us. And on Monday, Jerry, we're going to be covering just a great feast in the church, the Nativity of John the Baptist, and you're going to, I know, be listening to the show. I get to work with all our callers that call in about John the Baptist. So I really want our listeners to be thinking about it, because this is a really important, I think, especially in the times we live, an important feast.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you got something out of today's program, we are grateful for that. Or you get excited about learning about the faith. I just have to say, I can speak for Debbie when I say, once you start rolling up your sleeves, learning about the faith, you almost get on a supernatural high. You know, you want more. You want more from Scripture. You want more from the Catechism. You want more from the teachings of the Church. So make a commitment today to learning more about your faith, and we think you will get excited about it.
Oh, I so agree with that. Thank you to the affiliates that carry Take Two. We love you guys so very, very much. Thank you to the show team, Matt, Charles, Michael. You're awesome. We're waving to everybody on YouTube, Facebook, and the other social media platforms. Thanks for getting the chats going. We ask the saint of today, St. Aloysius, please pray for all of us. Okay, now you guys can get started with your weekend. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.